One of Australia's most successful startup entrepreneurs has hailed the Turnbull government's innovation statement released yesterday as a good first step. But he says the government policy, in fact government policy generally, won't accelerate innovation in isolation, and that it's now up to the education system and the corporate sector to take up the challenge. Paul Bassett, he's the co-founder of the job sites like Seek, a startup that's become a major listed company valued at close to $5 billion. He's now a venture capitalist who, with wealthy backers like James Packer, has invested more than $150 million in startups over the past 3 years. And Paul Bassett's now speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
Paul Bassett, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he wants an ideas boom to replace the resources boom. Now, you're perhaps one of Australia's most successful startup entrepreneurs. Do you think this innovation policy will achieve that, or at least put Australia on the right track?
I think it's a really important starting point. One, there are a lot of important elements to Australia having a successful technology ecosystem and a highly innovative economy. Government policy is one of those elements and a really important element. And of course, we need all of the other elements in place. We need outstanding entrepreneurs solving big problems. We need our research institutions playing a role. We need to produce a lot of STEM graduates. So yes, it's a really, really good start. And of course, there are many, many other elements that need to be in place.
You're primarily a venture capitalist through your Square Peg venture capital firm. You've invested, around $150 million in startups, and you've just launched this new $200 million fund backed by James Packer and others. So, I mean, will the various tax rebates and capital gains tax exemptions on offer in this package make much of a difference to your investment strategy?
They'll have a small impact. Most of the tax incentives have actually been directed towards angel investors who provide some of the small initial fundraising for very, very early stage companies. And so it will provide some benefit, but it's probably only one of a number of elements of the package.
Well, will they be enough to tempt other wealthy Australians to become angel investors, to tempt them away from kind of traditional investments like real estate and shares into invest in risky ventures like startups?
Yeah, I think because early stage technology investing is a relatively high risk activity, providing some degree of tax incentive for people as an offset to that risk does provide a benefit and does increase the level of incentives for people to participate in technology investing.
There are around 24 initiatives in this policy, from restoring funding to the CSIRO to reforming bankruptcy laws, changing immigration rules to make it easier to bring in highly skilled tech workers to Australia. For you, what's the most tangible element or elements in this package that you think will accelerate innovation in Australia and promote the commercialisation of our best ideas?
The most important element starts at the beginning. It starts with increased focus on STEM education at school from a relatively young age. It's really important that STEM education be a core part of the curriculum across the various states and territories in Australia, and we're seeing some really positive change there. We need more. Of course, in order to enable that, we also need our teachers to be empowered and trained to have the skills to in turn teach the students. So it's good to see a focus both on students and teachers as part of the policy, and I think hopefully there'll be continued focus on that area, not just from the federal government, but also the states, of course, have an incredibly important role to play.
Now, the money in this package is something like, $1.1 billion. That's not a huge amount when the federal government already spends around $10 billion a year on research funding. Do you think this statement might be more about boosting confidence in the startup sector to show them that the government is on their side?
I don't think there's any question that the increased focus and debate led by the government on the importance of creating a more innovative economy is a really good and really important starting point. And we're seeing that debate not just among startups, but among big business, in universities, right across the board. So the fact that we're having this debate led by the government is a really, really important start. And these policies have the potential to have a fairly significant positive impact. They're obviously highly targeted, and we know there's a very, very large multiplier effect. If they can help contribute to more jobs being created, more highly productive, innovative jobs being created, then the multiplier effect across the broader economy is very, very significant.
The Prime Minister said yesterday that when it comes to commercialising innovation, Australia is clearly a laggard. He said only 9% of small to medium-sized businesses brought a new idea to the market in 2012, compared with 19% in the top five OECD countries. Do you think this is something that the government can fix with a policy, or is it a problem maybe with our business culture?
You can never solely fix problems with policy, but good target policy can make a difference. And so when we're talking about commercialising research, I think there are two elements, and it's important that we focus on both. The first is you need to do really outstanding, world-class research. And we do a lot of that in Australia, but we need to do a lot more of it, and we continue to need to focus on really, really outstanding basic research. And then I think the second element of that is getting better at commercialising our research. And that's clearly an area where we're not performing well. And the fact that there's significant government focus on this in the state is a really welcome thing.
But this is not the first policy. I think there's been about a dozen over the past decade by both sides of politics focusing on innovation and how do we get, you know, the ideas out of the universities and into the business sector. Some say that Australia is underperforming globally because we don't have a business culture that facilitates innovation. I think it was Dr. Terry Cutler, who chaired a previous innovation review under the former Rudd government. I mean, he said that many of our business owners had what he called a lifestyle approach to businesses. In other words, they kind of lack the ambition to scale up to something big and to take the necessary risks. Now, you and your fellow investors are clearly bucking that trend, but are there many people like you out there in Australia?
Whilst we have seen a number of policies from both sides of politics over the last 20 years, my sense would be that of the time that, you know, the 20 years that I've been in the technology industry, this is certainly the most comprehensive and holistic policy that's been introduced. So that's very, very exciting. I think the other element, though, is the timing's really, really important. The level of focus and debate right across the board by entrepreneurs in terms of incubators, accelerators, coming out of universities, coming out of research institutions such as the CSIRO, and also coming out of big business, we're seeing an increased focus and emphasis on innovation. And so hopefully what we're going to see is a huge level of collaboration by a whole lot of different players in the sector that's going to lead to some really positive outcomes. We really need to focus on this, because if we take a 20 or 50 year view, the only way in which we can continue to create a large number of high wage and productive jobs is by investing in innovation. So it's really incumbent on all of us to really push the agenda forward.
I'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Venture capitalist Paul Bassett. He's the co-founder of Seek, speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell. Apologies for that phone quality. There's something for the innovators to look at. Better phone coverage from an airport. You would have thought they had that worked out.